Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, we got some dogs this weekend. Finally happened. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network. We're going to cover some live dogs and teaser options in week 4 of the National Football League coming up in just a moment. We are live on Twitter, live on X, Bet_Sweats this entire hour. If you're checking us out, maybe for the first time over there on X, like what you see, we are here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. The whole show airs live on YouTube. You just go to the BetMGM Network page, and for the audio, go to BetMGMNetwork.com. That takes you to the Odyssey app. It's easy. You can listen on demand from there as well, or just subscribe to the podcast. I'm glad we played that Cleveland highlight, Sam, because that was the first number I was staring at this morning. And I'm not saying that it doesn't mean I won't have any Lions in Survivor. And it's probably easy to say after the Browns pull off the upset over the weekend against Green Bay, something not a lot of people saw. You guys saw the value in the dog and you figured that they were live in the game. We have almost the same number as last week. That was at home. It was about 8.5 against Green Bay. Now they hit the road and it's 9 in Detroit against a Lions team. It's going to be a short week, but they looked great Monday Night Football. You can say, is there a letdown, the shorter week to prepare, whatever. You can have whatever angle you want. Just big picture-wise, and maybe it's not going to happen this week. Boy, if you're going to give me more than a touchdown with the Browns, which looks like, at this moment, the best defense in the NFL, they're going to be live most weeks to win games. I mean, that's just how I look at it. I'm not saying that they're going to stop this Lions offense, and it's always tough to play them on the road. But, man, I think the Browns are going to be a repeat visitor to this live dog segment.
You should start there. That's where I started last week. And let me be completely honest with you. I fully expected to lose 10-0 on Sunday.
I was like, I was getting there. It was there.
If I told you the Packers were going to score 10 points and I wouldn't cover, what would you say? Because that's the way some of these games have gone for me so far this year. Mm-hmm. Getting 8, down 10-0. And Stefanski's like, all right, we're going to punt it. We're at the Green Bay 38. Let's punt it. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? But it worked out. I don't know how. Somehow it did. Cleveland has played in the following games so far this season. 17-16, 13-10, and then you look at that middle game against Baltimore. Oh, well, they lost 41. It was 10-3 at half. They were right there. And then they got Lamar in the second half, and they also had a defensive touchdown, Baltimore did. And then Stefanski decided, I'm going to go for this fourth down in my own territory and not going to get it. So that got away from Cleveland. Of course, you tell the whole story. They're, you know, 2-1 ATS with a 24-point loss. But if we were going to take the three games and break it down quarter by quarter, 12 quarters, I checked with Michael Felder. 4 times 3, 12. they've fought for 10 of 12 quarters, right? I mean, they've been in 10 of 12, maybe even 11 of 12 quarters. So when you throw out a number of 9, I'm definitely attracted to the dog. We are generally, though, we are dog players, and I am not afraid of an ugly dog. So let me match your Cleveland thought with my favorite dog this week. That everybody keeps saying, you can't do it. You can't bet it. The coach needs to get fired. They're the worst team in the league. But they're facing a Texans team that has no semblance of protection on the offensive line. How can you lay 7 points with a team that can't protect the pocket? Can't run block, can't pass block. You've talked about C.J. Stroud regressing. I think there's a combination theory there where he's regressed, but also he has no time. He takes a snap and there's a guy in his face. And if there's one thing Tennessee's really good at, defensive line. You know, mucking things up in the trenches. That's why I bet Cleveland last week. I'm like, well, you get Cleveland's D-line against Green Bay's O-line. And Green Bay was already hobbled, lost another guy inside that game. It was Myles Garrett and Mason Graham. Keeping the game close enough. Keeping the team within striking distance. And then you let Jordan Love screw the game up by himself. Throw the ball to the other team. With a lead in the fourth quarter. I just need the Titans to not quit. That's really the battle. That's the handicap. Are they going to quit? Are they going to fight? And I think seeing that Houston offensive line is going to rile them up maybe one more time. And then if they lose 31-3, then they're dead. Then the coach gets fired, and then it's over. And then you're going to be getting 10 points, 13 points a week with Tennessee. And then you really need some stones to bet them after this week. But I think seven's the play. And I do think eventually you're going to see a bet at 7. You're going to see people maybe tomorrow or Friday come in and take 7 and move this to 6.5. And the 7 is so important here, Joe. It really is. That's why I bet the Browns at 8 this time last week. That's why I'm betting the Titans. I actually gave the Titans out yesterday as a lightning bet. How are the Texans laying points? How are they laying 7 to that point?
I love this because I think if you do a live underdog show with most people, whether it be on this network or some other network, oh, I like this team. They're plus one. Oh, how about this one? Plus 1.5. No, we're coming out with a 9, a 7, and now I got a 7.5. Let's go to Monday Night Football. Why are the Broncos favored by 7.5? Why are the Broncos favored by 7.5? Somebody riddle me this.
Because the Broncos got their had a good season last year. The Broncos were good last year.
Yeah, I don't understand this at all, man. Look, Cincinnati looked awful without Burrow. We all understand what happened. But we're flipping that much? We went from Jake Browning is not a bad backup. Jake Browning's won games. He has weapons to, nope, we got to make a trade. You got to bring in a different quarterback for Cincinnati. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. First off, the team that's favored by more than a touchdown, their only win is against Tennessee, where they looked terrible, terrible, and maybe against the worst team in football. And then after that, they lose at Indianapolis, giving up a ton of points. And then last week, they lose a tight game at the Chargers, sitting 1-2. They could easily be sitting here 0-3, and I think this is a very different point spread than the 7.5. This is a total overreaction. If you look at last week, yes, that was brutal, but it got away from Cincinnati early. It was 34-3 at halftime. Isaiah Rodgers had 2 fumbles that he returned for touchdowns. I don't think that's going to happen for the Broncos defense. Maybe it will, and I'm completely wrong, but I don't expect that to happen. And this Broncos defense does not look like the same defense it did a year ago. And you have those 2 terrific wideouts on the outside for Browning. We're going to get a much better effort. I think Cincinnati's live in this game. There is no chance I'm putting any of my survivor plays on the Broncos, even though they're favored by 7.5.
Understand it. And I'm looking at some of the early move in this game, and you're seeing not much on the total or the side. So as I'm saying, I'm looking at the movement. There's been no movement. But you know there's an appetite for Denver. because Cincinnati just got pounded on the road in Minnesota. But how many times are you going to have the same player score a defensive touchdown twice? You know, that was a very, very strange result, and Minnesota just cracked the belt the whole game. Minnesota's not that good. I can say that because I have Minnesota to make the playoffs. They're not that good. So you can't get jaded by what you've last seen. In terms of looking at potentially a teaser to look at, I don't know why you don't just go to Kansas City, catching 2.5 at home and jack them up through 3, 7, and 8. So I get the Chiefs at +8.5. I'm guessing Xavier Worthy's going to play in this one. And we've also seen a Ravens team that just can't finish. Just can't finish. So I don't think that teaser back door ever really closes. Are the Chiefs really going to be down by more than 14 at home? I don't see it. So then the back door is always open. If they're down 14, you get in the end zone, you're down 7, you cover the teaser. I think that's a pretty decent leg. And then I'm hoping this build continues against Atlanta, because, you know, Atlanta lost 30-0 last week. Have you heard that? Did you read the papers? Do you even read the papers anymore? Do you read it?
No. I watched the game.
Anyways, Mariota, probably going to start again. I mean, the market says Jaden Daniels is out, but I'm not in a rush because I think there's a chance that you might get more Washington money and knock this to 2, 2.5, at which point I could then take Atlanta off an embarrassment of a football game against Carolina. And now Michael Penix is a bust, and now the offense doesn't have a clue. Okay, that's how you want to handicap the NFL, you're going to get in trouble, just basing things on what you saw last weekend. I'm hoping for 2.5 so I could get the Falcons up to 8.5 at home.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of that. The first two I wrote down is Atlanta and KC. Like, those are very good plays. Yeah. First two I wrote down. There's a third one that I think we can make a case for. I know people will say Denver. I'm not interested. Again, I explained why. Yeah, because of the 7.5. No. Green Bay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Green Bay minus one? Yeah. But I like the Packers in the game, so am I going to throw them in a teaser as well? Probably not, but it makes sense. The Micah Parsons game, off a bad performance, no defense. What is that offense going to do? I think they're going to have a big game. Let's check out the state of the offensive line with the injury report this week. But that would make sense to me. I mean, Dallas, every game they're in, it's going to be an over. So you're asking the Packers just to go to Dallas and win this game. I think they can. We saw Dallas not play great at home a few weeks ago against the Giants. So that one makes sense. I think those are your three main options: Atlanta, KC, and Green Bay this week.
For teasers, yes. I would agree with that.
Yes. Yep.
You're going to see somebody, though, tease Buffalo from 16.5 to 10.5 and think that's a good bet. Mathematically, it's not, but it could win because Buffalo could win 31-7, and then look at my teaser, tease it down to 10.5. Back to live dogs. I mean, yes, I would think this is going to be a popular live dog. So let's have the conversation whether we like it or not. That's Tampa Bay at home catching 3.5. You're going to see a lot of support there because Baker's playing at a very high level. Their offense is humming. Now, Mike Evans out, right? 3-4 weeks. So
yes,
that changes the target share, obviously, but you still got a bunch of weapons there. They're very confident about their offense. Their line, though, here's my big pause in this game. This is going to be a very long afternoon for the Tampa Bay offensive line, which is as banged up as it gets. No team, no defense really has been able to take advantage of that. Here's Jalen Carter. Here's Jordan Davis. Here's the pass rush. I think Tampa Bay's going to be a public dog, probably not a live dog. That's how I feel, at least on Wednesday.
I don't have an opinion on the game, but if the injury report is similar to what we saw last week, Tampa Bay had so many offensive line penalties. If you're giving 10 free yards at a time to the Eagles, you have no chance in the game. So that injury report is going to be massive for them. Not one that I wrote down. What about the dart move? Is he live? Like, we talked to Chargers superfan Jeff Feinberg, and he was pissed about the Russ news. I was very curious. Was he going to be pissed or was he going to be happy? Because rookie quarterbacks in their debut don't have great history. But this number is 6.5. Giants are a dog, a home dog at that, going up against the Chargers. There's going to be a lot of life in that building. And I'm talking about the Giants building and the stadium. So that's why situations like that, those scare me a little bit. And if Dart is smart, he's just going to find a way to keep finding neighbors. Something that Russ was not doing on Sunday night.
Turnovers are going to decide that game. Hell, turnovers decide most games. Who turns it over less? I could see Dart taking some chances here, trying to show what he's got. Chargers are up like 4. Pick 6. Chargers went by 11 or whatever. I'm just very scared about that. I like the two we started with for live dogs. Cleveland, Tennessee, and I'll tell you what, Chicago's going to go off the favorite in this game.
Oh, no doubt.
I know it's not ballsy or bold to say Vegas is a live dog at +1, +1.5. I see a lot of the Vegas books, Vegas -1, BetMGM, Chicago -1. Bears are going to close the favorite, and I will probably not bet the Bears.
The Colts number has gone from 4.5 to 3.5, so they're popular this week as well. Maybe a live dog. We'll talk about some of those moves on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.